States are taking the fight to Google and Facebook. A lot of states. A lot. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. This week, attorneys general from 48 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico announced they're joining forces. They're investigating whether Google has engaged in anti-competitive behavior. Some of those AGs are also part of another investigation into similar questions about Facebook. The Google investigation will be directed at how the company's search and advertising operations may inhibit competition. The AGs are coming from both sides of the political aisle. Remember bipartisanship? And there are already other inquiries underway at the federal level. Congress, the FTC, the Justice Department. Stephen Overly reports on tech policy for Politico. We asked him to give us a sense of what the stakes are and what states will be looking for.
One of the defining metrics for anti-competitive behavior in the U.S. is how it impacts the consumer. And are consumers paying higher prices as a result of anti-competitive behavior? That's trickier to measure with Google because most of us pay nothing to use Google. Right. At least that's the conventional thinking. But the argument that you've heard from some of these attorneys general is that they feel Google has a stronghold on digital advertising, meaning if you want to place ads online, you have very few options beyond Google to go to. And so as a result, these companies pay higher advertising prices and they pass those prices on to the consumer.
If these state attorneys find that Google and Facebook did break antitrust laws, what happens? What can they do?
One common outcome of these investigations is to require the companies to change their business practices and perhaps submit to sort of an outside review to ensure that they have made those changes. Another approach could actually be to break up these companies. For example, Facebook or Google might have to sell off a piece of their business or break off into two businesses. That's a pretty heavy undertaking. There's not been a ton of success with that in the past. And so while these investigations are being announced and they're getting a lot of attention, I think it is a very difficult legal road ahead for these enforcers if they're actually going to force change at these companies.
When might we actually see results of the investigation?
If this investigation continues to mature and becomes a legal battle, we're likely looking at years of that playing out. Right now, I think it's clear these investigations are in the information gathering stage. And so, you know, I think you'll start to see in the near future companies coming forward who haven't already done so to make complaints against these companies and how they run their business. You know, I should add that already, you know, you're seeing some antagonists emerge. You know, for example, Yelp, the review site, has long been critical of Google and complained that they engage in anti-competitive behavior. News publishers have also long had complaints against Google and claimed that its advertising business has damaged their industry. Those industries have already started speaking out, and I think you'll start to see more as these investigations mature.
Stephen Overly is a technology reporter for Politico. Could anti-competitive behavior also be seen in, say, Facebook buying up Instagram and WhatsApp? Stephen says maybe. It really depends on the reasons behind the acquisitions. And proving intention can be tough. Now, here are some related links. The AGs aren't wasting time. They've already subpoenaed Google, asking more than 200 questions and demanding records. The Wall Street Journal says some of the information requests get at what I just mentioned about the intent behind some acquisitions, like the buying of DoubleClick, AdMob, and AdMeld Inc. Those are companies that helped build Google's ad business. The only state's attorneys general who are not yet part of the investigation into Google are those from Alabama and California. The latter's absence is pretty notable considering that it's a massive state, home to Google, with lots of resources and an attorney general's office that's built a strong antitrust team. The state's AG, Javier Becerra, hasn't said why, just that it needs to protect, quote, ongoing and potential investigations. The LA Times points out that Becerra's political campaigns have received close to $40,000 from Google-related entities. But then there are a bunch of other theories, too. The Times reached out to get the opinions of a lot of experts. I alluded to the many acquisitions Facebook has made of other companies. It's kind of hard to know what the exact number is. The Wall Street Journal says it's around 90. TechWise puts the list at just above 70. And TechWise has made an infographic of 15 years of Facebook's shopping, starting with About Face, which went for $200,000, and going through to Grok Style last February. Price tag unknown. You can find links to all of this at our website, marketplacetech.org. Stephanie Hughes and Matt Purdy produce Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. We had help this week from Jody Becker. Robin Edgar and Sarah Breguer are our engineers. Our intern is Jesus Alvarado. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.